Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful outside. Happy spring is here. And after this segment, after I record this, I'm going to go outside and soak up some of the sunshine, go walk some laps. It's so beautiful. Today, I'm going to talk about something that has come up into my awareness over the last couple of weeks. For those of you that aren't aware, I had this event called Ignite Your Light. A couple weeks ago, I started really feeling this push at the beginning of this year that it was time for us to get together, to really come together with like-minded souls and tune out all the negative stuff going on in the world, because there's just so much. It's been so heavy over the last couple of years, and really just focus on the fact that we are creators. And what do we want in our life? And really hit reset together. And man, it was so powerful having so many people together and really focusing on the truth of who we are and where we want to go as a society, as human beings on planet Earth. What do we want to create in the future? Because we can all agree that where we have been and where things have been the last couple of years is not where we want to stay. All the division, all of the madness, the drama, the deceit, the lies, the craziness, the chaos. We don't want to stay there. We want better for our children and for our grandchildren. And what can we do about it, right? And so that's why I created this space for us to come together and go, okay, let's drop the madness and where are we going? Because we are creators and what we focus on expands. And so being a drop in that ocean of what can we do to have a ripple effect for the world? And wow, it was so beautiful. And the last couple of weeks, I've just been hearing so much feedback from people, and people have reached out to me, told me, you know, different things that had really affected them or things that stood out to them. But one thing that has really been on my mind and my heart and has been very obvious is the effect that the event had on particularly males and men that were at the event. I've had comments such as one man I talked to, he said that he cried, he sobbed for 3 hours after the event. Another guy I talked to said that he felt like crying the whole time throughout the whole event, and he was fighting back his emotion. I have talked to another woman who said that her husband, it had a profound effect on him and that it unlocked something within him and that he has really showed a desire to heal since that event. These are things that just literally are music to my ears and make my heart sing. I know it might not sound like a good thing. In fact, you know, some men that are going to hear this, they're going to go, oh my gosh, that sounds like misery. That's the last thing I would want to do is sob for 3 hours or go into a public space and fight back the tears. But you see, that is the problem. That's the problem here. And that's what's so beautiful about that event and it being a safe space and unlocking those floodgates of walls that have been built over years and years of living in a society that says boys can't cry or men don't cry or men don't show emotion. So I really want to get into this subject today because it's something that for me has been on my mind for many years and it's caught my attention. And I've worked with several men by this point in my coaching practice. And it's something that I have an understanding about it that is unique. And A lot of people have never heard the way that I think about the subject of males in our society. They've never heard that perspective. And so I want to share it today. So back in 2018, when I teamed up with a partner that I was doing events with, and we were talking about, you know, what we wanted to create, she was, you know, saying that, you know, she wanted to create this space for women. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I want my events to be all inclusive. I want the males to be invited. There's so many women rah-rah groups right now. And that's great. You know, it's great that women have a space to come together and support each other. I love that. But I was very clear that I was going to create a space for the feminine and masculine to come together and heal together and understand each other. And it would be an all-inclusive space for whatever sexuality, whatever gender, race, belief systems. It would be a place where we could come together and drop the labels and heal. I remember when everything happened with the Today Show and everything happened with all the drama with Matt Lauer and the whole Me Too movement, you know, came out. And at first I was like, wow, this is so amazing. And this women empowerment, I felt it and I was excited about it and I thought it was awesome. And I don't know what the true story is with everything with Matt Lauer. I didn't get into all of that. And honestly, who knows? I mean, I realize how manipulated the stories are with the news and with Hollywood and all the things that I have no clue if it was real, not real. I don't know. I didn't get into it all. But I do remember it happening and then everything rolling out with the Me Too movement. And I have two daughters. And so for a while, it was like, wow, yes, that's exciting. And I know what it's like to be raised as a woman in society. And I've worked in a male-dominated industry for many years. And I've been sexually harassed at times. I've definitely had trauma when it comes to males and all the things, right? So I understood that part of our world and how it's not good. So at first I was excited. I was like, yes, this is great. I've got two daughters. Our world is changing and I'm all about it. But then I started to see that pendulum. I talk about the pendulum. It can swing, you know, really far over to one side or really far over to the other side. And neither of those are ideal. We want the pendulum to be more in the middle ground. That's where it's at. And so I started to see that pendulum really moving. And it was like, you know, you made that bee's nest angry and they are mad and they are out for blood. I can only imagine if being a man at that time on planet Earth of like almost apologizing for being a man. And it got a little crazy, I thought. I remember my husband, you know, going to jiu-jitsu and he was like, he came home one day and he was like, whoa, you know, like it's a very sensitive subject. It's like these women at the gym, it's like they kind of are hating on all of us now and they think we're all pigs. And it's like, that's not the point. That's too far. Because not only do I have these two beautiful daughters that I love and want them to be respected in the world, and I'm a woman and I have sisters and all the things, but I also have two sons. And a husband that I know is a good man that I adore. And I don't want women looking at him like that or my sons like that. And I have a father and brothers and clients and friends. And they're playing a part. That's really at the end of the day, we're just all playing a part. And my part happens to be a female. And your part might be a male. But it's just a part of our character in this lifetime. So although I don't know what it's like to be a man in this lifetime, I've had a lot of men to observe and learn from. And starting with my father, I remember having an understanding for whatever reason as a small child. I remember looking at my father and seeing how he was showing up on the surface and knowing what was really deeper within him and seeing that he actually had a lot of pain. And a lot of frustration and sadness within him. And I could see that somehow. I don't know if that's just a gift of mine or if other people see those things. I'm sure there's other people that see that. But I could see past what was happening with him on the surface level. And I've had a lot of experience since then, just with, of course, growing up and then raising two boys and being married and being in the work that I'm in and being able to see behind closed doors and have a grown man in front of me let down his walls and feel safe enough to tell me all the frustrations that he's dealing with that he's probably never told anyone. And so it's been a beautiful experience for me, but it's also, I have an understanding that I am the messenger for women to understand males more. And so I'm definitely starting this conversation and there will be more because it's really important for us to understand. It's a big piece of healing in our world that needs to come in and the bridge needs to be built because we have had so much division between all of the labels in our world. And so these are a lot of things that we talk about these in my group. I have a group coaching every week. And so if you're not a part of it, I invite you to come be a part of it. It's literally like $33 a month to be a part of my group coaching and life coaching every single week for $33 a month. Great deal. But I invite men to come in there too. It's an all-inclusive group for us to learn from each other and to support each other. It's not a woman's rah-rah, hating on men, right? So let's go over some of these things. And after this segment, I think you're going to start to see things from a different light. I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday, and we were talking about how men, fathers, many times start telling their sons that from a really young age to not cry, to be a man, right? And she was saying, yeah, I tell my husband, like, stop doing that. Stop telling him not to cry. And I said, well, you know, he probably is saying that to him because he's afraid that his son's going to get called names. He doesn't want his son to get called a puss, right? And so he's looking at it from a protective standpoint. It's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. Sometimes I guess it could be, but he's probably looking at it from like, oh my gosh, when he's older, I know what happens because he's a man and he knows how society treats men if they cry. And so we expect them not to show emotion from the get-go. And parents say that to them. Their friends say that. Like, they are considered a wimp if they cry when they're a little kid on up to their teens and all of the things. But then here's what happens. Then they end up in a relationship. And we want them to show emotion. We all of a sudden want them to turn it on and we want them to tell us how they feel. We want them to pick up on our feelings and what's going on with us. Now we want them to be very empathetic and to feel and to know what we're thinking. And we want them to turn it on and turn it off at our whim with their emotions. And it doesn't work that way. So now all of a sudden they're frustrated, right? And with them, their emotions are so suppressed that now it's going to show up as anger because they have been taught that they can't cry because wimps cry. And so it shows up as anger. And then we think they're jerks and we don't understand why they're so angry. And it's not fair. It's sad. It's really sad because we have taught them to suppress their emotions. And when I say we, I don't mean you directly. I'm talking like we collectively, men and women, have contributed to this. It's not just women. Like I said, that example of fathers, they take the baton, they do it too, right? We all do this. And we are emotional beings. And so when we feel that emotion to let it process through us and let it move through us, then that is actually a positive thing. So that's one thing we do. Another thing we do is we want them to be highly successful and focus on going out, slaying the dragon, right? And bringing home the bacon, making a great living. But Then we complain. Ladies, you know this is true. And if you don't do it, I'm sure you've heard your girlfriends do it or your sisters. But then we complain because they are too focused on their career. They're spending too much time at the office, too much time slaying the dragon. And we want them to have that balance, right? We want them to dote on us, spend time with us, focus on us. But then we also want them to be highly successful. And it's kind of like that's a dance. And I agree. I mean, I want my husband to focus on his career, but then I also want him to focus on the family. So I understand that. But another thing that they do is, you know, I saw this a lot with my husband when he used to run car dealerships, and he would go and he was the boss and he would be in charge all day long of several employees. And then he would come home and he would still be wearing that hat, you know, so to say. And it's like he would bring that boss shoes he was wearing, he'd bring it home. And then he would be saying, you know, hey, do this and do that. And I'd be like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not your employee. I'm your wife. So honey, take those shoes off at the door because you're now stepping into husband mode, father mode. And it's tricky because you're, you know, he was there for so many hours a week. And now once he steps inside the door, it's like, okay, take off those shoes and now be this. And it's a dance, right? But just having that understanding, because I didn't have that understanding for many years. And so I would just be like, oh my gosh, what's your problem? Or you're being rude or you're ornery. But then I started to understand how that must be for him to be in those shoes and then come home. And then all of a sudden, step into a different character and be gentle and loving and patient and all of those things. It's tricky, right? Then another thing we do is we want them to make us feel really desired. We want them to want us and to make us feel sexy and beautiful and desired. But stop there. We don't want them to want it too much, right? We don't want them to desire us too much. So do you get this frustration that it's kind of a thing in our society where we expect them to be a certain way? And sometimes it's a little unrealistic. And I feel like we need to have some more understanding and some more patience. And when we do, I think our world is really going to heal. This is another one. And as a mom, I totally view this in a completely different way than I ever have. And you women with sons will totally get me on this. But we expect, which I never did this. I've never hit my boyfriends or my husband, but a lot of women do. They hit when they get angry, they push, they smack them, and they go ballistic, right? But oh boy, if they even touch us, if they push us back or do anything back after you've just thrown a fit and beat the crap out of them or whatever you've done, then all of a sudden they're abusers and they go to jail. Now, I don't think it's appropriate for there to be any physical fighting in a relationship, but I think about my sons and I think, oh my gosh, if some girl were upset and she's just started going off on him and smacking him and hitting him, like that hurts me. That hurts me to even think of him, either of my sons being in that kind of relationship or situation, because it's just not fair, you know, to think of him like getting so frustrated and upset and pushing her back and then going to jail. That's so heartbreaking, isn't it? To think of. So it works both ways. And of course, it's so, so not cool, just completely unacceptable for any man to ever hit and harm a woman. But back at them the same way. Like it goes both ways, right? So what can we do about this? Number one, start the conversation with your partner, your friends, your family, and your children, and start to look at this from an expanded viewpoint. Let's start to think about it from a different perspective, and let's begin to think about this topic on a much different scale. Number two, let's encourage our sons and our husbands to talk to us about what's going on with them and be a safe space for them. Even just understanding, it from the other side and trying to look at it from a different point of view can really, really make a huge difference. Number three, take the initiative to understand them more and put yourself in their shoes. So start reading some books by men specifically, but also, you know, women if they study this, but listen to men about this subject and listen to podcasts, or start to open up your mind and think about how it must feel. There's a book that I have been listening to. It's so good. It's called The Boy Crisis. And literally when I started listening to it, I haven't listened to the whole thing. It's like a 15-hour audible. So it's a lot of information in there. But when I started listening to it, literally, like, I sobbed as a mom thinking about these different things. And also, you know, different clients. I've worked with a lot of men who have battled depression and suicide. And it's really eye-opening and very, very helpful. It's by Dr. Warren Farrell and also Dr. John Gray. John Gray was the guy that did Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, which is also really helpful to understand in a relationship how men think and women think. So he's been in that industry for decades, John Gray. And very, very insightful to listen to those books and start to understand it in a different way. I believe that our world is healing, and this includes this subject of men versus women. That is not what this is about, right? That's not who we are. Who we are is love. At the end of the day, when we go to the other side, is it really going to be a war between men and women? No. That's silly. That is just part of our labels. So we are not our labels. And who knows if we live in, you know, another realm, or if we come back and play the game of life again, maybe you'll play the game as a different gender next time. I'm not sure. Open up our minds. Let's think about it. So let's open up our hearts, drop the labels and the BS story that we've created in our society to divide us, that one's better than the other, or one has been mistreated than the other, because they have both been mistreated. And I do, believe me, if you're getting mad at me and you're thinking, wow, you don't understand, or you're not thinking clearly because women have been, you know, really pushed down. I know, I've been there. I have been in those shoes, and I understand that it has happened, but we have also created a space for men to suffer as well. And that's what's important for us to see. It's not about living on an island with just a bunch of women and everything being great and casting out men. That is not what it's about. It's about us healing together and loving each other, understanding and seeing past what we've created and how we can heal and love more. So have a fabulous week, and we will continue this conversation in future episodes. I'm really excited about what we can learn together and the healing that is occurring on our planet. It's so beautiful to me. So much love to you all. Have a great week. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.